Yvette Benton, and I'm a Help Meet Suitable, and I am the author of Help for the Help Meet Book and Workbook Set. Book and Workbook is all over the world, and I am humbled by that opportunity. But the revelation was birthed out of a very difficult place. But guess what? He turned my pain into purpose. We put it all in here, the declarations, the prayers, the revelation. And God has been blessing, blessing, blessing. So I'm a helpmeet that is suitable. I didn't know how to be suitable. But one thing I learned how to do, when God said, get up off the floor, somebody gonna step on that. God was like, unless you're down there because you're worshiping, get up, Yvette. You're not a victim. Unless you're down there because you're humbling yourself before me, get up, Yvette. I was on the blog, complaining and whining and acting like God was going to be moved by that. He wasn't moved by that. You know what moves God? His word. Sip. Hey, today I'm with Sparkling Welch's Ciders, an apple blend. I love apple blend. If you have the apple ones, they're always a little bit sweeter. But what moves God? Don't think I lost my train of thought. I did not. I digress a little bit to tell you what I'm sipping on. All right. What moves God? I won't forget this part. I won't lose this train of thought. What moves God is his word. That's what moves God. You know what God loves to see? His daughters using his word against the enemy. Because that's how we win. That's how we overcome. That's how I became suitable as a helpmeet. I learned how to use the word of God against the enemy. And that's what moved God the most. Not my whining, not my complaining, not my crying, not my, you know, just wallowing in all of my pain. Yes, he cared about my pain because he healed me. Yes, he cared about what was happening to me because he's my Abba Father. But more importantly, he wanted to see me win. He wanted to see me beat up the devil. He wanted to see me overcome. Woo! Because of my testimony. He wanted to see me do something more than whine and cry, more than complain. He wanted to see me win. So I looked in the book today to get the tip, and I was like, oh, that's right up my alley, guy. You know I like that. I love that. There's a lot in the book. Do you have your book in your workbook? You need it. This is true arsenal. When I learned how to be a helpmeet, it was a bomb on the enemy's camp. And the word of God has been the source and revelation behind the helpmeet becoming suitable. But it said, when the enemy steps in, Father, lift up a standard against him. Woo! You know how your father lifts up a standard against the enemy? Through you. Sip. Wrap that around your head. I know it's challenging. But if you're going to be a helpmeet suitable, you got to realize, yes, God is omnipresent. Yes, God is omniscient. Yes, God is God. But he needs a vessel in the earth. He left us his word. He's given us authority. He's given us power. He told us what to do, and he needs you to do it. He needs you to act like you've read the word. Sip. He needs you and I to act like we know the word. Sip. He needs you and I to act like we've hidden it in our hearts so we do not sin against him, so we can bombard the enemy with the word of God. It says, when the enemy steps in, Father, lift up a standard against him. You have given me authority. He's given you authority to tread on, trample upon, and stomp down every serpent and every scorpion, every serpent, adultery, every serpent, divorce, every serpent, drugs, every serpent, alcohol, every serpent, lust, perversion, bring it on, whatever it is, every serpent, that deserves a sip. Help me, you stomp on that serpent. You say, oh, I'm lifting up a standard because my mouth is open. I'm lifting up a standard because I'm decreeing and declaring. I'm lifting up a standard. God lifts up the standard, but he does it through me. He does it through you. That's a helpmeet that's suitable. I had to get up off the floor. I stopped whining and complaining and use my mouth for something else. It is like a AK-57 when I have words spitting out. It's an AK-57 to demonic assignments. Every serpent has to bow to the word of God. And when it's hidden in my heart and I use it and I use my authority, I can stomp on every serpent, every scorpion, every demonic assignment is under your feet because you are a helpmate that is suitable. You know who you are. This AK-57 in the spirit. I know y'all hear that. It's whatever demon, whatever demon killer it needs to be, is the word coming out of my mouth. I'm a demon killer when I open my mouth and I say the word. Not when I whine, not when I complain, not when I talk bad about my spouse, not when I fuss and fight. Mm-mm, that's not helping. But you know what did help? I got myself together. Woo! And God said, get up. Get up. You know more word than that. Get up, Yvette. You know more word than that. You have more power than that. You see what's happening? Let's go get my son. You see what's happening? Let's go pull him from the hands of the enemy. You have the power. The serpent's got to get under your feet. You crush the head of every serpent because you are a helpmeet that is suitable. You know what to do? You slay devils. You know what to do? You decree and declare. And now what I didn't know is I get to teach others, train others. You are. Lift your foot up. Lift your foot up. Stomp. Lift your foot up again. Stomp some more. What scripture was that? What weapon was that? Lift up that weapon. Do what you need to do. Get up. I know you're hurting. Get up anyway. Because I promise you, complaining has never made your hurt go away. I'm going to let y'all sip on that. When did the complain stop the hurt? Think about it. Think about it for a minute. This is a Selah moment. This is a Selah moment. I need you to share this. This is a Selah moment. Tell me when you've told someone else all about your, this happened, and here, because I've done it. And then you normally feel worse, but you're not going to feel better. You know what makes you feel better? Father, in the name of Jesus, I crush the serpent of pain. I crush the serpent of depression and anger. And confusion in my relationship, in my household. No longer will I be set back by the enemy's traps and schemes. Oh yeah, that makes me feel better. I'm going to turn on some worship music because that's a weapon. I'm going to decree and declare because that's a weapon. I'm going to shut down the enemy with this AK-57. When I spit out scriptures, it's like a bullet. Mm-hmm. And I love watching the enemy bow down to the name of Jesus. Bow down to the word of the Lord. Woo! Don't get, I almost missed my sip time. Back up, enemy. I'm a weapon of mass destruction. Back up off my husband. Back up out of my children. Back up. Crush every serpent that comes after your spouse, that comes after your happiness, that comes after the promises of God. Woo! Jesus. I'm just saying, it says, thank you, Father, for physical and mental strength and ability to cast down all powers of the enemy that come against my husband, my destiny, or my purpose. Bam. That's just a half a page in the book. A half a page in the book. Just changed everything. Changed the game. It changes the game. You have the authority. You have the power. You have the anointing. God gave you his word. When you take the word of God and you use it like a weapon, because God said the sword of the spirit, when I put on the whole armor of God, that sword is in my hand. And I make sure it's in my dominant hand. It's in my right hand. Now you might be right-handed or you're left-handed. Put that sword of the spirit in your dominant hand. Now I know I got a shield of faith too, and I lift that up and my non-dominant hand is getting stronger and stronger because I got to increase my faith. But woo, first thing I learned to do was woo, yield that sword. That sword had to cut some things. It cut off generational curses. It cut off soul ties. It cut off demonic assignments. Use that sword. You got it. Your helpmeet suitable. You have to have it. You have to have it. You got to believe what God says. You got to understand what God says. You got to know what God says and stomp on the serpent. Stomp on the head of depression. Stomp on the head of separation. Stomp on it. Stomp. I know it sounds aggressive. The kingdom suffered violence. Oh, and the violent take it by force. You better sip. If you're not taking your destiny by force, you're most likely not seeing your destiny come to pass. Oh, Lord. If you're not taking it by force, you might not be seeing your destiny come to pass. Did somebody hear me? Did somebody hear that? My God, if you're not taking your destiny by force, if you're not taking back your marriage by force, if you're not taking back your purpose by force, most likely, you're complaining about not having it. You're complaining about not seeing it. You're wondering where it is. You're wondering what's going on. My God, when the kingdom suffered violence, the violence got to take it by force. Oh no, I got to get my weapons. I got to journal. I got to study to show myself approved. I got to get with the right people. I got to study the right things. I got to hide the word in my heart. I got to stop acting like a wimp in the spirit. I'm not saying you won't hurt. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying you won't want to give up. Someone asked me that today. Did you ever want to give up? Yeah, almost every day. But that wasn't an option. That wasn't an option. Once I heard God's voice, now I had to heal. Now I had to study. Now I had to tap in to hear God's voice. But once I heard it and I knew what God wanted, what else do I there's no other choice. God, now give me another option, Lord. Give me another weapon, Lord. Because I know what you said. I know what you said. But when I fell down, I got back up. When I thought I wasn't going to make it, God gave me more strength. When I thought I was going to give up, I started worshiping and praising and declaring and stomping. That's my favorite. Stomp that devil. Stomp the devil, help me. That's you. That's you. You stomp devils. That's the declaration. I stomp demons. I stomp devils. I stomp serpents. I stomp demonic attacks. I stomp generational curses. Just keep stomping and sipping. You gotta stomp and take it by force. Crush every enemy that tries to come your way. Crush them. Crush them. How do you crush them? Not by whining and complaining. Not by being disrespectful to your spouse. Not by rolling over and playing dead. Not by acting like you didn't hear God say what he said. Not by ignoring his instructions. Not by listening to people who tell you to ignore his instructions. How do you stomp? You stand up. You take it by force. You use the word of God. Woo, I stomp demonic attacks. I like that. Stomp. That's what's going to change some things. Stomp every devil coming your way. You stomp generational curses. You stomp generational assignments. Yes, stomp them. People think I'm a little aggressive. Thank you. Sure am. I sure am. Because let me tell you, the devil came at me like he had no sense. The devil came at me aggressively. And most of you, the devil's coming at you like he has no sense. And he's coming after you aggressively. You sit back and play patty cake. Not me. Not my army. Not anybody under my watch. Not as long as I have something to do with it. Mm-mm. No. Get up. Get up. No, that's not what we're going to talk about. What scripture? What are we standing on? How did you get out of that? What are we going to say? What are we going to decree? What do we need to read? What do we need to study? Get up. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, yeah, I'm aggressive in the spirit realm. Now, I'm going to love you, but I'm going to teach you how to stomp. All right, help me. Y'all better not get me started. If you need more help, then this is what I want you to do. In your journal, I need you to open up your journal and under the tip, just put, I stomp demons. And then go back to it. And when it says reflection, you reflect on the fact that you have the authority and power to tread on serpents. God said you have the authority. God said you got to take it by force. God said to stomp every... God said it. I say God said it. Yeah, if you've been feeling a little bit defeated, get you some sparkling juice if you have to. Write it in your journal when you need to. Hey, and then you read that again. Let me read that one more time and then we're going to go. It says, Father, you have given me authority to tread on, trample upon, stomp down every serpent and every scorpion. You've given me physical and mental strength and ability to cast out all powers of the enemy. Woo-hoo! Apparently, God's aggressive too. Sip on that. He's a God of love, but he's also a God of war. And you don't need to lose. Get your heel and bring it up stomp it down. Bring it back up, stomp it down again. Oh, did you come back? Oh, are you trying to return? Stomp. Oh, you trying to hit my kids? Stomp. You trying to touch my money? Stomp. You trying to touch my destiny, my purpose, my marriage, my money? Stomp, stomp, stomp. Woo! And yeah, he's going to come back. You still got bullets. You still got bombs. As long as the word remains, as long as I got breath in my body, I'm stomping. I'm not stopping. I'm stomping. That's a shirt. Hey, help me. That's a shirt. I'm not stopping. I'm stomping. Ooh, somebody caught that. I got to go on that. I'm not stopping. I'm stomping. No, I know it hurts. I know it's frustrating. I know it's embarrassing. Been there, done that. I know it feels like your heart's going to cave in. Been there, done that. I know people are talking bad about you. Been there, done that. I know you look at your husband sometimes and wonder, how could you do this? I know you look at your finances sometimes and, well, how are we going to make it? Been there, done that. I don't stop, I stomp. Ah! Whoa! I'm loud today. Because that was good to me. I got to get a shirt. The army shirt got to be, we don't stop, we stomp. Oh, come on, y'all. That was good. Y'all know that was a good one. All right. We got bombs as long as you got the word. You got breath in your body, you got the word of God. You can decree and declare. You can say something, but the word of God gives you authority. I know it's, I know the feeling when you feel like giving up. Just don't. Just don't. There's an army of stompers rising up. Come on now. Boots to the ground. All right. I'm going to stop. Help meets. I'm Yvette Benson. Go to jaredandyvette.com. Y'all got me excited. Woo! A mentoring group gets me excited. Because not only do I get to stomp the devil, but I get to teach other people how to stomp the devil. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Stomping all over the world. I get to teach people to stomp the devil all over the world. That's exciting to me. That's exciting to me. All right. Let other people know they got the power to stomp too. Woo-hoo! I love that. All right, I'm Yvette Benson, the author of Help for the Help Me. I wrote the book, but, you know, really God wrote the book. But either way, I'm excited. Go to jaredandyvette.com. Get yourself some resources. Get yourself a webinar. We got gear just so you can put Marriage Works if you work it. Make sure people know. Woo, that'll do it. You could be separated. Marriage Works if you work it. Walk around all the people. Don't get me started again. Walk around all the people that have something to say. Marriage Works if you work it. Help meet suitable. Wear it proud. Decree and declare. Make the devil mad. Just put it on. Make you just so you can look down. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to help me. That's right. Marriage does work if I work it. I'm not backing down. Woo! I'm not stomp. I'm not not stopping. I'm stomping. I need a whole nother shirt. All right. So thanks for joining me for Tips and Tips. Today we had Welch's Sparkling Cider. It was good. It's gone. I got excited. So I sipped a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I don't sleep much. So I terrorize the devil all hours of the day and night. Either I'm stomping him concerning me or I'm teaching somebody else to stomp him. That's what we do. You get strong enough so you can help somebody else. I appreciate you all. Just appreciating you spending time with me. And if you want information about my mentoring program, the Help Me Army, go to jaredandyvette.com. I'm feeling recharged. You feeling recharged? I recharge myself. You see what happens when you open your mouth and you remind yourself who you are, whose you are, and what authority you have? Woo! You can do this in your own house. You can do this in your own house. Pick up the word of God. Pick up your journal. Know it's a weapon. Woo! We slaying demons. How could you get to a point where you don't get excited about stomping devils? They've been trying to stomp you for generations. It's our turn. It's our turn. Woo! That's all right. What if all of us stump the devil at the same time? You know when we do it? When we pray for the kings. So meet me Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're stomping. Woo! We're gonna carry this on. I'm still going to be excited by Tuesday morning. So we're going to stomp the devil together. Mm-hmm. Going to stomp the devil concerning our kings together. And then not only are we going to have the authority to stomp, but we're going to have agreement. Hallelujah. We're going to have authority and agreement. So meet me Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, let's stomp the devil together and pray for our kings. They're the leaders. Pray for our kings in the governmental order of God. We got to make sure the kings are covered so they can move forward and cover us appropriately. All right, we're ready to rumble. All right, we're done with Sips and Tips. We're getting all excited about stomping devils. Benton, GeraldineYvette.com. Thanks for sipping and tipping with me. I'll see you soon.